Good afternoon, this is Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after Pentecost, proper 29 year C, the Feast of Christ the King. Our readings today: Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 1 to 6, Psalm 46, Paul's letter to the Colossians chapter 1 verses 11 to 20, and the Gospel of Luke chapter 23 verses 33 to 43. Let us pray. The Lord is here and we will praise Him. The Lord is here and we will worship Him. The Lord is here and we will trust Him. The Lord is here and we will honor Him. The Lord is here and He has called us to give Him all the glory. Amen. Lord, we are Your people, not because we are worthy, but by Your grace alone. We are Your people who have come in joy and thanksgiving. We are Your people and we have come to praise You. We are Your people and we have come to give You the worship You deserve. We are Your people and we have come in the name of Jesus. Amen. Lord, You call us to worship You with joy and thanksgiving. You summon us to give You glory and to honor Your name. You remind us that You are our Maker, and that through You we may enter all that life was meant to be. We come to confess that You hold us, and You hold all things in the palm of Your hand, and we would worship You. Too easily our praises are restricted by our self-centeredness and our prayers by our self-interest. We come to sing, to laugh, and to rejoice in Your presence. By the power and presence of Your Holy Spirit, transform the formalities of our praises and renew the experience of Your glory. Lord, we kneel before You, our hearts and lives open to Your searching sight. By Your grace, enable us to speak of Your love and to commit our lives to sing of Your glory. Amen. On our first hymn, Jesus Shall Reign, CPWI 321. CPWI 321.
Thank you.
We pray the collect for proper 29, followed by our parish prayer. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, The King of Kings. The King of Kings. The Feast of Christ the King is celebrated on the last Sunday of the church's year. It emphasizes the fact that Christ is our universal King and reminds us that we have an opportunity to be a part of God's kingdom. It also reminds us that Christ has dominion over all creatures, a dominion not seized by violence, but by the love of God in creation and the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. From their liberation from slavery in Egypt, God appointed leaders for the people of Israel. Moses to take them from slavery and safely through the wilderness. Joshua to take them into and establish them in the land of promise. The judges to defend them from their enemies. And so when they were obedient to the Lord their God, they prospered. The writer of the book of Judges concludes, "In those days there was no king in Israel. All the people did what was right in their own eyes." Judges chapter 21, verse 25. God called Samuel to be leader and prophet of Israel. And it was while he was leading Israel in his old age, the people called for a king. "Give us a king to govern us," they cried. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 6. Samuel was against the idea. However, the Lord's response was different. The Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people in all that they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me from being king over them." 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 7. God consented to give Israel a king. However, he directed Samuel to warn them of the challenges that kingship would bring to the people. Samuel said to the people, "These will be the ways of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them to his chariots and to be his horsemen and to run before his chariots. For he will appoint for himself commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and some to plow his ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his implements of war and the equipment of his chariots. He will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. He will take the best of your fields and vineyards and olive orchards and give them to his courtiers. He will take 1/10 of your grain and of your vineyard and give it to his officers and his courtiers. He will take your male and female slaves and the best of your cattle and donkeys and put them to his work. He will take 1/10 of your flocks, and you shall be his slaves. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 11 to 17. Samuel concludes with a stern warning. And in that day you will cry out because of your king, whom you have chosen for yourself. But the Lord will not answer you in that day. 1 Samuel chapter 8, verse 18. A king will be an expensive proposition. He will make demands, and the people will be called upon to satisfy those demands. However, the people refused to listen to Samuel. They insisted, "We are determined to have a king over us, so that we also may be like other nations, and that our king may govern us and go before us and fight our battles." 1 Samuel chapter 8, verses 19b and 20. The Lord yielded to Israel's requests, listened to their voice, and set a king over them, the Lord said to Samuel. Verse 22a. Thus Israel began its journey to kingship, and perhaps God's plan to establish God's kingdom, a kingdom which would include all people, was being put into place. Israel's first king, Saul, was a total failure. He failed to listen to the word of God from the prophet Samuel and usurped the role of the prophet and was rejected by God. He has the distinction of being the only person from whom God withdrew the Holy Spirit. After Saul came the great King David. His success lay in the fact that he always acknowledged that God was the true king of Israel, and that he was God's agent. He was described as a man after God's own heart. It was with David that God made a covenant that the kingship of Israel would remain in his line forever. After David, Israel had a series of kings, some obedient to God, but many turned out to be bad leaders and led the nation to idolatry and injustice. From our Old Testament lesson today from Jeremiah chapter 23 verses 1 to 6, the Lord accuses the kings, the leaders of Israel. The Lord said, "It is you who have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. So I will attend to you for your evil doing." Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 2. The Lord promises to raise up for David a righteous branch, and he shall reign as king and deal wisely, and shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. Verse 5. The Lord continues, "And this is the name by which he will be called: The Lord is our righteousness." Verse 6. Christ, the Son of God, is that king. However, His throne was a cross, and his crown was of thorns. As Jesus hung on the cross, above his head the inscription read, "This is the King of the Jews." Of course, Pilate didn't recognize that Jesus was indeed the King of the world, in fact, the King of creation. Our Gospel from Luke chapter 23, verses 33 to 43, points to the unique nature of the kingship of Jesus. The Jewish bystanders mocked Jesus by saying, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Messiah of God, the Chosen One." Luke 23, verse 25. The Roman soldiers also mocked Jesus, saying, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Verse 37. They did not realize that it was precisely in not saving himself that Jesus was able to save others and so be truly the Messiah and King. Jesus already taught that his kingdom was not of this world. It took a repentant sinner to recognize Jesus on the cross at his weakest physical moment, to acknowledge him as a king. For the repentant sinner asked, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Verse 33. Jesus affirms his kingship as he responds, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Verse 43. We are invited to be a part of the kingdom of the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Paul, in his letter to the Colossians, reminds us, "Christ is the firstborn of all creation." Colossians 1, verse 15. "And the firstborn from the dead." God has given Jesus kingship over both creation and redemption. Truly the King of Kings. And we are invited to be members of Christ's kingdom. What an opportunity. What a privilege. Will we resist and turn down that invitation and follow the world? Or will we yield to the King of Kings and become citizens of his kingdom? Amen. Let us pray. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, enthroned on the cross, bearing insults and torments for our redemption, by your blood may true peace reign. Bless and guide your body, the Church, that we may exalt you and share in the inheritance of the saints in light. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, you endured the scoffing leaders and the ridicule from bystanders. Rescue us from the grip of darkness and the cynical abuses of power. Strengthen all who strive for justice by your glorious power. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, still our hearts to know your presence and share your peace. Bring us to declare that you are our righteousness. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, in the lonely agony you bore the pains of the world. Be with all who are desolate and afflicted, whose world is shaken. Be a present help, O Lord, in times of trouble, and give courage and strength to all who fear. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. Christ our King, gather in your mercy all who have shared in your passion, whose earthly striving has ceased. May we with them come to be with you in paradise. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing to him with thanksgiving. As our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. We have our hymn, CPWI 193, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Thank you.
Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will. And in that service, O God, we pray that you will continue to make us instruments of your peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And may Christ our King make you faithful and strong to do his will, that you may reign with him in glory. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you and remain with you this day and always. Amen. And we want to remind you that COVID-19 is still around us, and so we pray that you will wash your hands frequently with soap and water for at least 20 seconds. In crowded places, wear your mask. Make sure it's covering your nose and mouth. And as far as possible, keep your distance. We also should be aware that there is a serious flu virus going around. So if you are in the vulnerable age, please go and get your flu vaccine. We hope that you will have a very productive, spirit-filled week, and we pray for God's blessings upon you. Our hymn, King of Glory, King of Peace.
Third hymn is King of Glory, the words by the 17th century Welsh poet and priest George Herbert. Tune Gwalchmai by the Welshman David Jones.